Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. We're now just 4 days out from Pope Francis's first trip ever to America. Landing in the nation's capital Tuesday afternoon in advance of visits to New York City, and of course Philadelphia next weekend. Let's focus on Catholicism in the United States with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, first up, is it true that the Pope is coming to the most Catholic region in the nation?
He is. The Mid-Atlantic region in general, and that includes New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, is the most Catholic region in the country. Overall, 24% of Americans identify as Catholic, and that's pretty interesting because that's been stable over time. We've seen the percent of Americans who are Protestant come down over the decades, and that's been matched by an increase in the percent who say they don't have a religious identification. But for a variety of demographic reasons, the percent Catholic has remained stable in that 20 to 25% level. But when you come to our region in this area, much higher. New Jersey, 40% Catholic. That's the fourth most Catholic state in the Union after Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Pennsylvania is at 28.4% Catholic. How's that for a precise number? A little above average, but not a lot. And Delaware is a little lower at 26% Catholic, still slightly above average. So New Jersey and New York are the most Catholic areas where the Pope will be visiting.
How does Gallup go about measuring how religious members of different faiths are?
We do it in a couple of different ways. We ask about religious service attendance, which a lot of our research literature shows is actually a pretty good indicator. Even if people overreport how often they go to church, it's still a pretty good indicator of how religious they are underneath it all. And we also ask attitudinally, how important is religion to you in your daily life? In relating to Catholics, Dave, there's no question that the high religiosity among Catholics has fallen over the years. It used to be the church attendance was much higher among Catholics. You know, they went to Mass very frequently. And now, and this is an important factoid, Catholics actually report attending church less frequently than Protestants. 37% of Catholics say they go weekly or almost every week, and that's 41% among Protestants. So in terms of religious service attendance, Catholics have now slipped below the 50% of Americans that are Christian but not Catholic.
Frank, does Gallup look even more narrowly at the religiosity of Hispanic Catholics?
We do. Hispanics are a big component of the Catholic faith. About a little more than a third of Catholics now in the U.S. are Hispanic, and the Hispanic percentage, at least in our surveys, is about 15%, give or take. So you can see Catholics depend on Hispanics, and that's one of the reasons that the percentage of Americans who are Catholics has stayed constant because of the influx of Catholic Hispanics over the years. Hispanics are only slightly more religious, interestingly, than other Catholics, but they are a little more religious, and that helps a little keep the religiosity of Catholics from going even lower.
Let's talk about other demographic components of Catholicism.
Well, one of the things we know based on race and ethnicity, other than the Hispanic percentages that we've talked about, is blacks in America. They are heavily Protestant. So when we look at Protestants in America, we find about 17% of all Protestants are black. But when we look at Catholics, we're all the way down to just 3%. So if you take all the Catholics in America and put them in a football stadium, you'd find a lot of Hispanics, but you'd find very few African Americans.
Frank, let's turn to politics, and let's allow the dust to settle following Wednesday's GOP debate. Turning to the Democratic ledger, what's the latest regarding frontrunner Hillary Clinton?
Well, her favorable numbers have been coming down, and that's what we track. But we have a very important new bit of information here. For about a couple of weeks ago, we asked Americans every single night, what have they heard or read about Hillary Clinton recently? And what we found is that overwhelmingly what Americans reported back to us was they have heard about emails, email servers, the email scandal, scandal while she was Secretary of State, and then some Benghazi mentions as well. And so we looked and looked through all of these open ends, and we can't find almost any mentions of policy, where she stands on an issue like the economy or what she would do about moral issues or anything along those lines or international issues. She's lost control of the message, in other words. And that's not good because that means her other message is not coming through. So overwhelmingly, we find evidence that that's a big problem for Hillary Clinton. And if I were advising her, I would say you've got to step up front of this and do something about it because it's really dominating what people are seeing and hearing about you at this point.
So emails and Hillary Clinton, what's the word association with Bernie Sanders?
As socialist. Which is probably not good for the Sanders campaign either, that when people feed back to us what they've been reading and hearing about Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, They hear socialist. That's what the word that they're getting. Plus, there's mentions of the fact that he's doing well in the polls and doing better along those lines. But he's clearly has a defined image to the left of the spectrum, and probably in terms of being elected in a general election, that's not optimal. I should point out that Donald Trump, when we ask about him, interestingly, immigration comes through. So he's an example of a candidate who has been able, at least prior to the debate, this was a week or two ago, has been able to focus on one issue, and that has percolated through to the public. So it shows if you're a single issue candidate, it actually may work to your benefit because it gets through to the average American.
Is Donald Trump tapping into Americans' priorities when he focuses on immigration?
It's actually been rising, and of course, this is circular. We have more Americans in our just updated What's the Most Important Problem Facing the Country measure, saying immigration, that did so in the past. But we don't know whether that's Trump who's tapping into that or Trump's focus on that has actually caused some of that increase. It's still not number one. The top problem facing the country today is dysfunctional government, which is a huge issue, and I don't think the candidates have been dealing with that as much as they should on both sides of the spectrum, but that's the number one issue, then the economy, and then immigration comes in as number three.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.